as we prepare our vessel, as we prepare our attunement, our liftoff procedure, they're reminding us to travel in light. So here is some daily requests. Upon awakening, as you awake from slumber, remember we're moving into another state of a dream state. So this reality is dream consciousness. So we are bringing forth, we are traveling with our light. So just imagine having a carrying case, having something that you're carrying with you, a knapsack, a purse, or whatever, and you're bringing forth light. It is everyone's destiny to be rid of fear and to travel with the highest broadcast. So we want to set ourselves for a new adventure. We want to set ourselves for extinguishing the darkness. So when we look out into what we perceive of to be reality, we're really witnessing our own projection. Our own projection where we believe in fear, where we separate it. So this is where we're directing the broadcast. We're directing the orchestration of love. So we're signaling, when I said the orchestration of love, the energies that came through for us is just breathtaking. Yes, you're joining as well, of course. One moment, sweetheart. So as we will receive our holy remembrance, what we're doing is we're traveling in our true degree. So they're showing me this like scepter. So it's like this long, almost like a cane, but it's got these brilliant points. Now these brilliant points of light, when I see it, it's like an enhanced candle or lighter or whatever. But when I'm receiving it, I just have God's presence. I just have God's brilliance. Now, what we want to remember is we're an extension of what we would receive to be God, Goddess, Sophia, I Am Presence, whatever your words. You want to receive that in your understanding of self. Now, when I said that, I literally have this oh my gosh, it's like Kuan Yin energy that is just like, it's like a spray. So when her arms are self-revealing, have you ever seen those imagery, those deity imageries where these arms are just fantastic? It's like, I don't know, 20 arms going everywhere in all directions. So this is when I was saying to Tina, you are a woman that comes prepared. This is the point. We are all stepping into our prepared destiny, our destiny. So in other words, we came into this incarnation prepared energetically to signal the readiness, the transference of consciousness to bring forth the ascension. Now we're doing that in our own understanding. So back to this scepter, it's like the ends. It's like the light is divinity. It's divine. It's God energy. So this is what we're traveling with. You can imagine holding it. You can imagine it in your higher heart. You can imagine that light pouring. I see healers here. Light pouring out of your eyes. There may be ones looking at you and you're thinking, do they think I'm gay or something? What it is, you have this question. Someone had that question. They're receiving your out. Picturing. You don't understand that you're providing healing administration. So they are like captivated by the energy, by you seeing them in their advanced state. In a way, you're putting them in a trance a little bit, because what you're doing is you're encouraging them to receive their highest broadcast. So ones that are thinking they're waiting for their healing career to begin, it began when you weren't looking. So this is about receiving our highest venture. So again, when we arise, when we awake from our slumbering state, we're moving into victory. They're asking us to take a moment to pause, to just lay there, open up your awareness to the sunshine, open up your awareness to your higher heart, and bring forth your acquittal. Your acquittal is, there is no sin, there is no guilt. We're already free in our highest advanced state, which we are coinciding with. So we bring forth how we want to create, how we want to materialize. We can materialize out of darkness. We can materialize out of dualism, good, bad, for me, not for you. Or we can bring forth the new awareness, which is whatever your words are, Christ is risen, the I am presence in form. So what we're doing is we're bringing forth our own availability. It's like showing up to a picnic. I brought my own sandwich. Here I am. Here I am, ready to be in charge of my own witnessing. So as we will receive our holy, they're saying investment. In other words, again, the more you can remember, the more you can feel yourself to be an extension of light, birthing in this new consciousness in every moment, in every frame, in every witnessing. You're not trying to change others. You're not trying to change the world. The world reflects. What you see is a reflection of your own status, your own innocence, your own welcoming. So as we will receive this holy endorsement, so this is the energy, these are the provisions that we came here to institute. Now, some of you may be feeling Saint Germain because he's overseeing this grouping. And so this grouping is when you show up at group, when you read the daily messages, when you just tune into the vibration, the signaling, the toning that's being promoted with this energy. What we are receiving is your divine landscape. So you may not even be in group, but here we are at 12 o'clock and you're suddenly feeling the energy because you're here. You're here in higher status, whether you're physically arriving or not. So when you feel like, I feel like I'm connected, I feel like I feel Nicole, whatever it is, it's because you're tuning in to your just arrival. So your just arrival is the truth of self, your innocence, your highest broadcast. So as we will receive this holy engagement, in other words, we're agreeing to our highest destiny. They're showing me the oracle card, believe and succeed. For it, so it's for us to receive this in full broadcast. In full broadcast is whatever my higher self, whatever my divine essence deems appropriate. So remember, our conscious self, it's still filled with some of the riddles. It's still remembering when a teacher, a parent, an older sister, whatever it is, says that we couldn't, or we'll be in trouble, or you shouldn't do that, whatever it is. We're still making our way back home. So we want to rely on our highest venture, whatever our divine self, our I am presence, our Holy Spirit, whatever your words are, deems appropriate. Whatever I'm ready for, let it occur. Let me witness. Now, when I'm receiving this energy, I'm receiving innocence is what I'm receiving. So I'm looking at like flashes of my memories of where I was still holding guilt, where I was still holding shame. So this guilt and shame keeps me out of the promised land, keeps me out of my arrival. It keeps me out of my truth. So these energies that we are aligning with provide us liberty, provide us freedom, because then we're no longer creating out of guilt. We're creating out of our truest wisdom. So as we will receive our holy arrival, that picture with that dog is just precious. So the reason I see that imaging is precious, by the way, is because I'm receiving myself in my precious status. Remember, there's no individuated status. How I receive myself is how I'm going to receive another. As I welcome in another, so do I recognize my own innocence. So we're receiving this in broad stroke manner, meaning that we're all walking home together. They're showing me this imagery. It's these like Tibetan imageries, but it's like a face and their skulls, or all these little skulls in this imagery. And so the skulls are representing conquering death. And so death is not just when we cross over into our truest landscape, but conquering death is dropping the belief that we could actually die, that we can actually separate from our truth. And so this is where we're bringing forth. Remember, we were holding that divine light. We're bringing forth our true arrival. So as we will receive this holy engagement, we're engaging in our divine self. And so when we receive our divine self in our present, remember the images that I was witnessing, where that was being offered to what I would receive of as my past. So in our linear tunnel vision, it would seem to be my past, but what we're doing is recognizing our true arrival. In other words, it's all in the now moment. As we will arrive, as we will arrive. So as we will receive this holy endowment, so allow these energies to bless far and wide. That means your next step. That means bringing your destiny closer. That means relieving the impoverishment of the past. So when I've got the impoverishment of the past, I literally had like Don Quixote or something, where there people are imprisoned and they're hanging with these shackles. So what this is our mind still believing in that imprisonment where we're holding ourselves or others hostage. Remember, it's like we're doing this together. So it's like, may everyone be free. All characters of my drama, all characters of my drama, whatever side, may everyone be free. May all aspects of myself come to recognize truth, come to recognize wholeness in the now moment. So the healing is occurring now. It's spreading out to serve our highest destiny. So this means whatever you're now ready to break bread with, whatever you're now ready to coincide with loveliness, in other words, past hurts, past shames, past where we somehow limited ourselves, where our energy got stuck. So this is soul retrieval. Well, I'd love to move forward, but my six-year-old is still hurting. So what we're witnessing is our true allowance, our true engagement. In other words, we came here to shine the light for all our brothers and sisters to see, to bring forth peace at last. So we create that peace in that outer realm by orchestrating our own arrival within, bringing this truth within, coinciding with our greatest expansion within, and allowing that to take hold. So imagine there's just disarray in a room, and then you start turning chairs upright, you start throwing out the trash, throwing out the debris, bringing forth the acquittal in ways that your higher self understands, welcomes through our own consent, our own willingness. So allow these energies to be unencumbered, like to just go wherever is their destiny in ways beyond our conscious understanding. We think we want that next great relationship. We think we want that job we just interviewed for. Our higher self knows what's for our best and highest good and knows the next step that will bring forth the windfall. So it's like, this is what I want, but I'll take the windfall. I'll sign up for the windfall. I'm game. We're allowing all to come with us, all to arise. So as we will receive this holy remembrance, they're saying to no longer shortchange ourselves. There are some that are still, you're actually ready. You're receiving your divine allotment, meaning you're receiving your spiritual gifts. What the problem is your own, perception of self. There are two, actually, that this you're in this category. So it's allowing true arrival. That means if I'm due for an upgrade in terms of my own awareness, this would be like someone that lost weight but still sees themselves as very overweight, like they haven't caught up with what's truly here. Not that there's any judgment in a way. But again, opening up to truth, opening up to who you are, And there's a lot of energy that you're overcoming with that, because it's a safety measure. it was not safe to be who you are, bottom line. And so little by little, whoever this is, just imagine, like, they're showing me Michelangelo chiseling. So it's like when he sees the angel in that column of that piece of marble. He sees a marble. He's rescuing the angel, they say he said. So imagine Michelangelo or Archangel Michael or Saint Germain or Mother Mary helping you free that angel. Come up with an image that's pleasing to you. So you want to see that work begun. For you, they're showing me the card Suffering and Silence. So this is where you are. Suffering and silence needlessly. So you want to engage in your freedom. You can have a cocoon that's about to be the butterfly, but give yourself an image where you're in process. This is your next step. You're in process. The past is gone. You're no longer suffering in silence. You're in process. Just that little wiggle room is going to be sufficient. You're going to jump from wiggle room to stardom. You're going to go from 0 to 100. But all the energy is going from 0 to like half an inch. Once you start that half an inch, you're going to be fine. Okay, so we're all receiving in due measure whatever is due us. Let us receive. Don't give up that half an inch. Let it stay. Sort of like, she stopped talking, I can throw that out now. Commit to your new arrival. Commit to your new arrival. No spirits endorsing you, walking you home. Feel that. Feel the empowerment of your guides, whatever feels supportive for you. You're being walked home. It's like, you're lost. That's okay. I'll walk you home. All right.